USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some breaking news from the nation's highest court. Supreme Court justices gave privacy advocates a big win this morning, issuing a 5-4 ruling that says police need a warrant to obtain location information from cell phone tower sites. Chief Justice John Roberts joining the court's liberals in that decision. When it comes to immigration bills in the U.S. House,
on this vote, the yeas are 193 and the nays are 231.
That was the decision yesterday on a hardline immigration bill. After that came a decision on a more moderate bill that Republicans were going to bring up for a vote today. But now the decision is...
We're basically going to put this vote off until next week.
Republican Rep. Michael McCaul, President Trump tweeting this morning, Republican leaders shouldn't waste time on immigration until more Republicans are elected in the upcoming midterms. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks, and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski is now being dropped by a top speakers bureau, Leading Authorities Incorporated, parting ways with Lewandowski after he mocked and then dismissed the story of a 10-year-old immigrant who has Down syndrome who was separated from her family. He did so during an interview on Fox News and hasn't apologized. President Trump is hoping to merge the U.S. Departments of Education and Labor as part of his push to reduce the size of federal government and reduce bureaucracy. At a cabinet meeting yesterday, his budget chief Mick Mulvaney said the federal government is still being run from an early 20th century blueprint, and he says it's not necessary to have both the Department of Education and the Department of Labor separate when they do many of the same things.
We're solving that by putting ed and labor together and making them responsible and them accountable.
Congress, though, would have a big say in whether that consolidation was to happen. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Conservative columnist and longtime Fox News contributor Charles Krauthammer has died at 68. Earlier this month, Krauthammer had revealed that he was in the final stages of losing a battle with cancer. Krauthammer graduated from Harvard Medical School back in 1975 from his hospital bed as he was recovering from a diving accident that left him a quadriplegic. Again, Charles Krauthammer has died at the age of 68. Three men accused of bombing a Minnesota mosque are being charged with hate crimes. The suspects were charged with arson last year for that bombing near Minneapolis, but now a federal grand jury has added civil rights and hate crime charges. Prosecutors say the men traveled from Illinois to Minnesota purposely to toss a bomb at that mosque last August. There's a report IHOP's recent promotional name change stunt has not had much impact on customer traffic. You may remember the chain wanted to promote its new and improved line of hamburgers.
Burgers so burger and good, we're even changing our name to the International House of Burgers.
Data collected by Foursquare reportedly indicates there was only a slight increase in foot traffic to IHOP/IHOB locations in the days that followed the stunt. It also claims female customers actually declined after that promotion, though in a statement the restaurant chain denies that. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.